call the moon of mind against the wooden louver. The visitors in room 8509 stand in a circle chanting something Russian. The Hasids down the hall have come in segregated silence. Men roll their thick white stockings in the lounge, mother and sister still between the door and bed each time I pass. We step across invisible or merely transparent shadows making up their mind to speak, to intervene, to call. A firm hand, like the AM nurse sponging the last few hours of confusion from the somehow childlike, emaciated limbs and face she lifts, a bride, I swear, swathed in a sheet, back on fresh linen, and then clips the bottoms of the flowers, keeping the family at bay while Barry naps in her unbridled trust we lack. Not without prayer. Not without the pluck and humor of the song your bones thrum while the blood still laves their broadside and their flank. I kiss your bones. In mind, each rounded pinnacle of rib is white against an O'Keefe sky and light their lingua franca. Such thinking heals the moment. It divides us for its duration like a cyclone fence from our despair, our rage, our bitter, greedy fear.